The harvest window in Indiana is still open for now. It's time for the first harvest weather forecast of the season with Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. It's presented by Beacon Credit Union.
Wishing all our farmers a safe and successful harvest, I'm Gus Lukens, your ag lender at Beacon Credit Union. Ag people serving ag people.
The window may be closing, but Martin says dry weather closes out the week.
As we finish out on Friday and Saturday, we will continue to see well above normal temperatures, a southwest flow, not exceptionally breezy. A large-scale upper-level low sitting off to our west and northwest in the northern plains and upper Midwest, and it's going to be slowly but surely eking towards us, throwing some moisture in. But I am not looking at any kind of serious precipitation potential at all the way through Saturday night.
Martin says we finished the weekend with the first waves of that upper-level low trying to rotate through the Great Lakes and eastern Corn Belt.
I think on-again, off-again scattered showers for Sunday is something we have to keep our eye on. Maybe only about 60 to 70% coverage, but moisture is there. It lingers through Monday and Tuesday, all still part of that northern upper low. And so I think we're going to be looking at combined moisture to finish the weekend and start the week somewhere in that 10th to 1-inch range, with coverage around 80 to 90% of the state.
Once that low dies out, Martin is watching another come in from the south.
It's got moisture coming off the Gulf of Mexico and rotating right up into Indiana, Ohio, Illinois. I'm looking for additional scattered showers in here next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're taking out the dryness as this next new system is dominating. I could be looking at some delays in harvest all the way through next week. Now, not getting overrun with rain, but just constantly seeing some rain threats around.
Catch Martin's full Beacon Credit Union harvest weather forecast in written form later today at HoosierAgToday.com.